This learning module is entitled Using the Spell Checker in HJPad. This lesson allows you to follow along a keystroke at a time as you practice spell checking one of the sample documents provided when you installed JAWS for Windows on your computer. The HJPad application is essentially a word processing program, and as I mentioned earlier, HJPad has been included in the JAWS for Windows product as strictly a learning tool whose purpose is to provide you with some of the most common scenarios that you'll run into when working within a Windows application. One of the features that we built into HJPad, which you will also come across in several popular off-the-shelf word processing programs, is a spell checker. We're going to open up a document titled spelling.txt. This document has several spelling errors that we're going to correct. You can locate the spelling document in the JAWS 4.0 /training/ENU folder. To activate the open dialog, I'm going to press Ctrl-O now.
Ctrl-O, open dialog, file name, colon, edit, type in text, Alt-N.
Since we know the name and the path, I'm going to go ahead and type it in now.
C, colon, backslash, J, A, WS 4.0 /TRAINING/SPELLING.txt.
And now I'll press Enter.
Enter, edit, type in text.
To verify that we've got the correct document open, press Insert T to read the title bar.
Title equals spelling.txt-hjpad.
Very good. Let's do a say line, insert up arrow.
Checking the document for spelling errors.
And down arrow.
Blank.
And from here on, I'm going to start a say all, and you should hear some obvious spelling mistakes, and then I'll stop it with the control key.
The spell checker that is built into HJPad can be an extremely valuable tool for those of us who have less than perfect spelling. When activated, a dialog box appears giving several options to choose from. This dialog box is very similar to those you have already encountered in this tutorial already.
Okay, so I stopped it there and there were several things we probably caught. Let's press Control Home and move back to the top of the document.
Top of file, checking a document for spelling errors.
One of the things you'll discover is that just because JAWS pronounces a word correctly, that doesn't necessarily mean that the word is spelled correctly, and vice versa. So keep that in mind as we go through this exercise. The spell check feature is activated from within the Tools pull-down menu on the menu bar, or by simply pressing the function key F7. I'll press the function key F7 now.
F7. Not a dictionary, colon, edit, HJPad, HJPAD, suggestions, colon, HP, type in text.
So, we hear that the first misspelled word in our document is HJPad. And of course, we know that this is actually the name of the program that we're in right now. But as far as the spell checker is concerned, this word doesn't exist because it's not in the spell checker's dictionary as of yet. So we're going to go ahead and add the word HJPad to our dictionary. However, before we do this, let's explore the other types of controls available to us in this dialog. By default, we're placed in an edit field, so we can hear the word that's misspelled and change it if we need to. I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab, suggestions, colon, list box, HP, 1 of 16. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Here, we're placed into a suggestions list box, containing alternative suggestions for the correct spelling. Of course, HJPad is a unique name, so it's not going to appear in this list box. But if I wanted to, I could arrow up and down in this list and make a selection from it. If I think I have a word I want, I can use the JAWS spell word command, insert plus numpad 5, pressed twice quickly on the numeric keypad. Let's continue to tab through all of the controls in our spell check dialog box and listen to what's here.
Tab, ignore button to activate, press spacebar, Alt I.
The ignore button would ignore a particular word when you come to it in the spell checker.
tab. Ignore all button. To activate, press spacebar Alt G.
The ignore all button will ignore all instances of the same word throughout the entire document.
Tab add button. To activate, press spacebar Alt A.
The add button, of course, would add HJPAD to our dictionary, and we'll do this in a minute.
Tab change button. To activate, press spacebar Alt C.
There's a change button, and we'll continue moving.
Tab change all button. To activate, press spacebar Alt L.
Again.
Tab suggest button. To activate, press spacebar Alt S.
Again.
Tab options dot 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 button. To activate, press spacebar Alt O.
The options button gives you the option to go through and check for things like capitalized letters, words that have letters included, and so on. You can go in and explore this later, so I'll press tab for now.
Tab, dictionaries, dot 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 button, to activate, press spacebar, Alt D.
You can actually create new dictionaries and have one dictionary in use for one program and another dictionary in use for your other programs. I'll continue tabbing.
Tab, help, dot 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 button, to activate, press spacebar, Alt H.
And this gives you help on the spell checker dialog.
Tab, add words to colon edit combo, assertic.tlx, 1 of 2, to set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Here's where you can choose which dictionary you're going to add your words to, and by default it's userdic.tlx, so I'll press tab again.
Tab, cancel button, to activate, press spacebar.
And again.
Tab, not a dictionary, colon edit, HJPAD, HJPAD, suggestions, colon, HP, HP, type of text.
Again, notice that JAWS reads and spells the misspelled word, and then reads and spells the suggested word. In this case, I want to activate the Add button, and as you could tell, it would be a number of tabs to tab to it, so I'll just simply press the accelerator key Alt plus A, and then the spell checker should continue. I'll press Alt plus A now.
Alt A, not a dictionary, colon edit, activated, A-C-T-I-V-I-T-E-D, suggestions, colon, activated, A-C-T-I-V-A-T-E-D.
That's a pretty easy one. We'll accept that change, and make the change with the accelerator key Alt plus the letter C. I'll press Alt C now.
Alt C, not a dictionary, colon edit, choose C-H-O-O-S, suggestions, colon, choose C-H-O-O-S-E.
And here's one of those examples where the word sounded fine, but it's still misspelled. And JAWS caught it, so I'll press Alt C to change this one.
Alt C, not a dictionary, colon edit, emailer, I-M-I-L-A-R, suggestions, colon, similar, S-I-M-I-L-A-R.
Now, another way you can change these words is, instead of accepting something from the suggestions list, you can simply type in this edit field. In the edit field that I'm on now, if I press insert up arrow,
not a dictionary, colon edit, emailer.
If I spell that word now with insert 55,
M-I-M-I-L-A-R,
press the home key,
home,
verify that I'm on the first letter,
I.
All I need to do is press the letter S here and insert that.
S.
And now, spell the word, insert 55.
Sim, S-I-M-I-L-A-R.
So, actually in the Not in Dictionary edit field, I can edit there as well, and press Alt-C to change it, instead of having to go through the suggestions list. So there's yet another way to alter the text here in your document. I'll press Alt-C to accept this change.
Alt-C, not a dictionary, colon edit, F7, F7, suggestions, colon, F.B.I, F.B.I, period.